Here, Rodin shows us a husband and wife at the center of one of ancient mythology's most heart-wrenching stories. The desperate Orpheus has traveled to the land of the dead, frantic to rescue his beloved Eurydice and bring her back to life. Rodin's sculpture can be interpreted as presenting one of the myth's most dramatic moments. Curator Denise Allen.
What you're seeing is Orpheus stepping out into the light. He has his hands over his eyes, following the instructions of the gods not to look at his wife. We know that Eurydice is a ghost because if you look at her feet, you can see that they are not touching the ground. They're floating against the marble. And the tragedy begins to unfold because we see that his body is beginning to turn and the grip of his hand against his brow is beginning to loosen.
Unsure whether Eurydice still follows behind him, Orpheus disobeys the gods and looks back at her to check. But she hasn't fully emerged from the caves of the underworld.
If you walk around the sculpture and look at Eurydice's hair, it's emerging from the marble, still fused with it. That great unfinished block of stone is preventing her from moving forward.
Because Orpheus turns too soon, the gods pull Eurydice back, dooming her to stay in the underworld forever. Rodin famously left parts of his marble sculptures unfinished. In this example, the uncarved portion plays a role in the story, evoking the rough, uneven walls of the cave. Notice how the light plays on the marble surfaces, creating shadows and highlights, so that Orpheus and Eurydice literally emerge into the light from the dark shadows cast by the cave.